Scott can't raise the dead. Scott can't raise the dead. Maybe Kevin can. Fact is, Kevin can't either. Jesus can, and Jesus operates through us. Amen. We all should have this reputation, but we can't do it on our own. But Paul tells us about the gifts of the Spirit. He talks about 1 Corinthians 14. He says, he's talking about prophecy. I'm in verse 23. If the whole church comes together in one place and all speak with tongues, and there comes those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? If somebody walks in to a church and the whole place is praying in tongues, or somebody stands up and utters a word in tongues, and everybody's like, amen, brother. Yeah, that guy's out. Check, please. But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever, uninformed person comes in, and he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. Prophecy wins unbelievers. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom. When people come to you and they speak to you, when people are like, man, I don't know what to do, and when they talk to you, and when they say, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and you say, you know what? The Lord's telling me that's not true. You're doing this and not that. And you call them on it because the Lord told you. They know that they're not talking to you. They're talking to God. That changes things. People leave their fancy houses and go into the wilderness to meet those people. This is Advent. We're preparing a way in our hearts to receive Jesus. And we're preparing a time for other people. How are you preparing a way for other people? Look at what James tells us from our epistle today. It says, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruits of the earth, waiting patiently for it until he receives the latter rain and the early rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you become condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Be patient. Be like the farmer. There are people in your lives who you're trying to minister to. Only the child plants the seed and then stares at the pot. Is it going to grow yet? Is it going to grow yet? The farmer sows the seed and goes about tending the farm. He works patiently. He trusts the Lord. We're called to sow seed and work diligently. We're called to trust that when we sow seed, the Lord will bring in harvest. We're called to be patient and diligent and trust. We're called to be like the prophets who suffered and who were patient, who carry the burden that they have. The word oracle is another word for burden. and you can't do any of this on your own. If I looked at any of you right now and said, give me a prophecy, not one of you could do it. Because we don't prophesy on our own. Prophecies come from God. They're a gift from God. Everything is a gift from God. Now, we're getting close to Christmas. You were probably expecting one of those babe in a manger sermons. Maybe next week. Children make up Christmas lists. They say, Mommy, Daddy, I want this. If they don't say, I want this, what are their chances of getting this? Very slim. Now maybe they've got parents who know them really well and say, I know that my kid wants this, because they just like go like flat catatonic every time the commercial comes on the television. But chances are, you have to say, Mom, I want this. If you want a gift, ask for it. Say, Lord, I need the gifts of the Spirit so that I can reach the people who are around me. I don't want words of wisdom and words of knowledge just so I can say, I got another gift in my tool belt. I've mastered words of speaking in tongue and interpreting tongues. Now I've got healing. Check. Six more to go. No. I want to reach people. I want to win souls. I want to help make disciples. That person that I've been praying for years. Give me that gift of the Spirit that will crack them. That seed casing that's around them, let me crack that. Whether it be a word of knowledge, whether it be a prophecy, whether it be a healing, whatever I need, Lord, give me that gift. I don't even know what it is, but Lord, give me what I need. Last week we prayed that you would purify us. We talked about how John said that Jesus would come and he would baptize us with fire, and that water cleansed the outside, but fire cleansed the inside. And man, I don't know about you, but those preacher's words came back to haunt me all week, and I had to like rethink about what I was doing all week long. It was really annoying. I don't want to listen to that guy anymore. But this week, I'm going to be praying that I can prepare a way for the people around me. That I can break through, not just in conversations, but miraculously. I'm going to pray for each and every one of you that God gives us the gifts of the Spirit so that we can prepare the way, the highway of holiness that Isaiah talks about. Because Christmas just isn't a day about bringing gifts and celebrating and having a huge dinner and all that kind of good stuff that we all love and all enjoy. And it's about Jesus coming to the earth and changing everything. And we want people to come to that. We want to brush aside everything. We want to make a highway. We want to clear out the rubble, clear off the debris. We want God to go through with this massive bulldozer and make that path clear and straight and throw down pavement and make it amazingly easy. And that means, one, making us ready, making ourselves ready, clearing off all the junk in us so that when they look at us, they don't see in us a problem. There's nothing that holds them back in us. And then letting the Holy Spirit work in us so that we can let God work through us so there's not a problem in them. So that God can speak through us to them using whatever tool he has. I want to be Isaiah. I want to be Jeremiah, Malachi, Haggai, Ezekiel, Elijah, Moses. I want to be all of them rolled into one, summed up in John the Baptist, and greater than that. I want someone to say, "You got a problem? I know who you need to go talk to. You, I got this. There is this guy that I know who I can't even talk about it. His name is Ben, okay? And he just talks, and like, it's not him talking, it's God talking. Or Greg, or Carla, or every last one of you. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about spreading the kingdom of God. Amen. The least in the kingdom of God shall be greater than John the Baptist. Stir up your spirit, O God. And because we are greatly hindered by our sins, come among us in your boundless mercy and make it so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.